Let's just talk about being a lifestyle blogger, because there's so many people out there that wanna do this, because mm-hmm. it's kind of one of the dream jobs right now, right?
Right.
So, and you're doing it. Can you just talk us through how, if someone out there wanna start doing this, what can they do and how can they start building their following and what do uh-huh. they, what do they need to do?
I mean, start with an idea, like before you just start with like, okay, this is going to be my account and like start creating your whole page. Before you do all that stuff, I think it's best to maybe like get a poster board and then kind of draw it out, like be super visual about it. Like, okay, what color theme are you going to go with? Like, what are your photos going to be? What are you going to talk about on this blog? Like what's going to keep people interested? So I feel like if you just kind of get all scattered and just kind of write about whatever, it's like you're not gonna get a following who's like interested. They're just gonna kind of maybe check here and there, but they won't be like drawn to checking it. So you gotta find ways that fits your personality the best and also keeps it interesting for your readers.
Yeah. So that's the first thing, you start finding out your strategy, and after that, when you know, okay, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to give, what's the next step?
So next step is going on the computer and like actually going to like create your idea. So my blog portal is under WordPress. I think WordPress is awesome. It's perfect. It's easy to use. You can design it any way you want. So I've been using WordPress for 6 years, and it's just like, got it down. You can put video on there. You can make the size of the photos as big as you want. And I think the hard part is creating content, obviously. That's the hardest part. It's if I didn't have my sister to take the photos of me, I don't know what I would be doing. I'm so lucky that her and I both, we got a nice camera that we can work with, and we just shoot each other's photos all throughout the week. And that's been the easiest thing. But
so kind of get a partner that you can work with that want to do almost the same, and then you can just help each other grow, right?
I think that's the best way. But I mean, obviously some people might not have that option. And if you don't, like, try somebody that you can like hire a photographer for a little bit and maybe figure that out until you figure out another better way to do it. But maybe do like get 5 or 6 outfits done in one session, and then you'll have photos for the whole week. And I think get a camera yourself, so you, because you don't want to just have photos of yourself the whole time. Like if you're doing a lifestyle blog, that's everything in your life. So that's trying out the latest beauty products and trying out the newest like food trend in LA, or you know, just keeping it different too.
Yeah. And what do your readers enjoy with your blog?
They love learning about health and fitness, and they're like always interested with like the latest things with LA. Like whenever there's a Swedish person coming to LA, they love when I write down like, this is what I'm trying now, and like this, you know, like very like informative stuff, and like what my true honest opinions on certain things. They love skincare. I think everyone loves skincare. I like can never learn too much about it. I'm like, okay, wait, what is this for? Oh, a fun mask. I'm like all about it. I think it's so exciting.
It's funny, like my girlfriend always buys me this different types of expensive skincare, and I always use like the regular ones, but that's body lotion, she said.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I use it for my face, and I even think it's better. No, and I have to try all these things, but I guess it's good.
That's a good girlfriend. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Yeah, because I mean, it's important. Yeah. I mean, I accidentally used body lotion for my face the other day, actually, and I panicked.
And what's like, the difference for a guy? Because you panicked, but I think it's better. So what's the,
I mean, this I don't is kind know. Of funny. There's, some guys are just weirdly lucky. Like some guys like literally wash their face like once a day, and then they have like the most flawless, gorgeous skin. So I don't know. It's definitely a lot of genetics, but I think there's definitely ways to make your skin like even more flawless with the amazing products that they have out there.
Yeah. So how often do you update your blog?
Every day.
Every day?
And it's once a day. But honestly, to be like ahead of the game and like to like compete with the best, so you got to be posting like, I would say like 2 to 3 times a day.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to. There's phases that you go through and you're like, okay, 3 times a day and I'm going to go for it. But then there's always things that kind of like come up, like say I'm modeling all day long and then I come home and it's like 7 o'clock at night and I'm just like dead tired from like driving an hour in traffic. There's always something, but then you have to tell yourself like, no, this is my job. This is what I've committed to, and you just got to go do it. You just got to make it happen.
So where do you have your following? Do you have it all over the world, or where do you have most of your fans?
Mostly Sweden,
actually. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, Stockholm is number one, and because I have like the insights on my Instagram, so that's... I'm pretty sure, I mean, I've looked on my blog statistics, but I usually like, I keep updated daily on my Instagram. And yes, Stockholm's number one, Gothenburg, Helsingborg.